Welcome back, everyone. My name is Valeria Napoli, and today we are going to talk about the European Sustainability Competence Framework, or GreenComp, in this series Let's Learn Together. So this series, as the name of it actually already mentioned, has a one specific goal. The goal is precisely to learn more about the four competence areas of the GreenComp and how to use and adapt it according to our learning and teaching environments. So today it's my pleasure to welcome Guglie Bianchi, who joined us to address the competence area, the remaining competence area of embodying sustainability values. So Guglie is a researcher at the Joint Research Centre at the European Commission, and among other topics, she has focused on green competences, and indeed she is one of the authors of the GreenComp framework. So first of all, Guglie, welcome. And I would like to start this episode asking you a general question. So would you like to explain what this competence here entails and why was it important to include it in the framework in general from the first place?
I couldn't find my cursor. Thanks, Valeria. Hi, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here, but also a bit sad because this is indeed the final GreenComp Cafe of the year, no? So. Anyway, indeed, as Valeria said, I was one of the co-authors of GreenComp. I shared this amazing task with Ulrike, who is not here today, but she was there before. And indeed, there will be many other cafes coming along, I'm sure, in the next year. I don't know anything yet, so if I spoil something, I didn't do it on purpose. Anyway, so coming to the juice, let's say, of the topic today, embodying sustainability values. I'm glad actually that it's the last area of these GreenComp cafes, because in the report it comes, or even in the diagram, in the image, it comes as the first one. So, you know, one could think that it's actually the most important one, or we gave priority to that one. This is not the case, because as we're always saying, you know, there all the competencies, but also the competence areas, are interlinked and equally important. That being said, it's an area to which I'm quite affectionate too. It's also a bit of a controversial area. So as we were doing the literature review before GreenComp, to really understand, to really do some scoping studies on whether we needed to develop GreenComp at the European level or not, you know, values thinking, the values for sustainability, you know, it was a no-brainer. They have to be there. You cannot have system thinking without knowing that you have to value nature, that you have to promote nature beyond the co-benefits, or beyond indeed what nature can provide us in an economic sense, no? So at the same time, you cannot really say, okay, you know, these two values are more important than other values. So this area, for as important as it can be, it's also an area that wants to say you need to be aware that every statement, decision, action, strategy has some underlying values. So it's really about, and again, it's linked to critical thinking, no? It's about fostering a critical reflection on for students, for learners, to really go a little bit more in depth and not taking everything for granted. So it's really linked indeed to critical thinking, but also to taking for example climate news, but also, you know, going to see which is the source, where it is coming from. It's not only about the URL, but it's about indeed understanding a little bit what's beneath this area. This area is formed by three competencies that indeed it's value in sustainability, supporting fairness, and promoting nature. So with the first one, we tried a little bit to to be more encompassing, let's say to be a bit more on a meta level. That is to say, indeed, critical reflection, values thinking. And then the two other ones, supporting fairness and promoting nature, it's let's say the two sides of sustainability beyond the economic part. So we have supporting fairness with the social aspect and promoting nature with the environmental aspect. I don't want to talk too much, but I just wanted to say something very quick. This is something that, you know, we have been asked quite a lot on that. It's coming also on from the name of Greencomp itself, no? And I always say this was not the favorite name, but in the end, it fits perfectly. However, you know, if you wonder where the social aspect is, of course, I mean, it's embedded in the knowledge, skills, and attitude statements, but you don't need to go all the way down to read these 180 statements or something like that. For example, supporting fairness, it's really about equity and fairness on a social level. So it's focusing on the social sustainability side. And then promoting nature, again, it's about the environmental aspect of sustainability. And okay, I will go a little bit more in focus.
So thank you so much, Guya. Indeed, in the following episodes, we are going to dive into the characteristics of each competence. So for the audience, if you would like to know more, please listen to the following episodes. However, I would like to read a comment and or a question from community members. So the first one is she is interested in understanding more the relation between environmental sustainability and the social and economic aspect of it. So she's asking precisely, do you have advice and tips on how to improve these competencies, considering, or how to develop these competencies, considering all these aspects as a whole and not just one, the environmental aspect of it, with the goal indeed to develop all the competencies in the Green Comp without linking it just or limiting it just to environmental sustainability.
I forgot the first part already. Okay, environmental sustainability, promoting nature. Perhaps, okay, I know that Valeria wanted to ask me something more precise on this competence. I'll give you a more systemic view of the competence framework. The competence framework was firstly linked to, I mean, it's always been linked to the Green Deal, but it was linked to the proposal for a council recommendation on education and then eventually learning for environmental sustainability. That's, let's say, in our jargon, in our language, we have always used environmental sustainability, but the social aspect has always been there, even more so in Greencomp and in the council recommendation that, in fact, when it was approved, was not anymore called learning for environmental sustainability, but learning for sustainable development or sustainable development and the green transition. So promoting nature aims to focus on you know, I cannot even say the environmental part. It's really more the natural, the nature, the ecosystem part. Also, because what we say in Greencomp is we want to foster this idea that it's not that we need to take care of nature or animals because we are above it. I mean, the planet can go ahead, can survive, even if we become extinct as a species. Well, if we don't destroy it beforehand, but it's really to put us in the same level. So to respect animals, because in the end, intelligence, it's a definition that we gave of intelligence, but it really depends on what we define as intelligent behavior. Destroying the planet, it's questionable whether it's an intelligent thing to do. So with that competence, we wanted to promote this idea of promoting nature as something that it's not only for, you know, as a nice thing to do, but it's our responsibility, and at the same time we really depend on nature. Our health is extremely linked with the health of the planet. Then, as you were actually, it's a very good point that you raised. In all the other competencies beyond the competencies in the values area, let's say, so the other nine, even in the definition or in the knowledge, skills and attitude statements, we always tried to give the sustainability aspect or characterization of the definition. So critical thinking, it's a competence that it's very much transversal. It's in life comp, I mean, it's another competence framework developed by the Commission. It's in the competence framework on digital competencies. Sorry. It's a very transversal competence, but for sustainability, you need to have critical thinking, for example, in these, because you need to be aware. I was reading some statistics, or actually some data about COP28, no? And this year there are 2004, more than 2,400 fossil fuel lobbyists. So, you know, you go to such a sacred environment and you expect to find like-minded people. So it's always, you know, this critical thinking for sustainability, this critical thinking linked to a critical reflection on, you know, which are the values that support sustainability behaviors and thinking, and which are the ones that that don't do so. In the end, I mean, we always think of knowledge as something value-free, as something, you know, very positive, very, very neutral in a way. But I mean, knowledge, like algorithms and everything, it's made or developed or managed by us. So it's, you know, for as much as we can say value-free, it's quite an assumption that that we would make. So indeed, for this reason, we always try to answer the competencies to sustainability, because indeed you can have system thinking, you can have futures literacy, you can develop political agency, but if you develop them for the wrong or for other alternative reasons, they're not going to be tailored for sustainability or for sustainability sustainable intentions. I hope I answered your question, but in the report we always try to link the definitions to sustainability and then the examples either to sustainability examples or SDGs.
Yeah, indeed, Guya. As a community member is contributing also in the chat, we need a paradigm shift. And just reading out loud the comment, so it's he is saying, to acknowledge that humans are part of nature, this is a paradigm shift that and an all new narrative to build with specific affects of people. So this is Bruno Latour talking about these issues. So he's actually quoting, the community member is actually quoting Bruno Latour. And it continues saying, you have to work on effects. It's a huge job, but that's what liberal socialists have been able to do in their time. So indeed, after these quotes, he continues saying that Latour reminds that it took few decades for liberalism and socialism to be adopted as a narrative. And now we have this kind of emergency in which this new narrative, so the environmental narrative, sustainability narratives, needs to be built with a much faster pace. And he understands that this part of Greencom, so this competence area, is very linked to this paradigm shift, so this new narrative. especially, and he's underlining that in a good sense, in a good conception.
Sorry, Valeria, if I can add something else.
Yes.
This is something that came up actually on the Education Day on the in the section on green competencies in the morning. I remember there was a behavioral I think an environmental psychologist and also somebody else was mentioning the fact that we should have given more emphasis on to storytelling in green comp. So indeed, if you want to have collective action, if you want to, well, not only to have political agency, but actually succeeding in putting your message across and reaching out to those that can affect decision making and take decisions, you need to have this storytelling that is based again on affects and how you build a narrative, how you convince other people, or cannot be convinced by data, but they're easily convinced by indeed tapping on some sentiments, affects, some traditions even. So I think this is a discussion really important, but also something that can be built into green comp in the adaptation of it.
Yeah, thank you, Guillaume. Indeed, there was a key point arising from sustainability conversations, the green comp game at the Education for Climate Day 2023, as you were mentioning. Participants underlined that it as a possible new competence, or like using a wildcard basically, we should consider a new competence, storytelling, to include in the framework. But I believe that this is also important, as community members, and you actually just mentioned that it is key, especially for this paradigm shift that we need to have. So thank you all, Guya, for your time and insights, and thank you all for listening to this episode on the series on Learning Together. I invite you to listen to the other episodes and check the digital version on Education for Climate, and specifically in the GreenComp community, for further insights. So thank you again, and bye-bye.